Hello there. Welcome to the four simple steps that you can use to talk to your man about your feelings and your need for a deeper emotional connection without coming across as naggy, whiny, or too demanding. Because that's what you want, yeah? And there he is, finally opening up. Okay, I'm your host, Jason Gaddis. That's my family right by Lake Michigan there in the dunes. So how's it going since the first class? Did you implement the POS and talk to him about what inspires him? Because that's the only way to get most human beings to soften and open. Ask them about them. People love to talk about themselves. Is it perfect? Does he just magically open every time? Of course not. He's a guy, and he's normal. And while he may have gotten defensive or triggered, it's not because of you asking him too many questions or doing anything wrong. You must get that. His upset isn't about you. You simply trigger his past stuff with mom or dad or others from his life. Trust me on this. When I got upset with every woman I dated, it was because they were triggering me into my fears of intimacy, my issues with my mom, and other complicated stuff from my past. This is just how a relationship works. So if you make it about you and you take it too personally, you are likely to make it worse. So keep your attention on what he cares about most if you want him to stay open. But what about me, you ask? Exactly. That's next. I'm about to teach you how to get him interested in you and stay interested in you. Because you want that too, right? If you're going to be in a relationship, you don't want your guy turning his back on you, yeah? But here's the thing. The difference between coming across as needy and honoring or speaking your needs is subtle and very, very important here. I'm going to help you sound less needy and whiny while at the same time honoring your needs like the warrior woman that you are, because you've got to honor your needs. Because you and I both know that neediness, nagging, or being too demanding only make us men feel defensive, yeah? Right, so there's a real art to being true to yourself and asking for what you want and need without shutting him down. And what if he shuts down? No problem, because I'm going to teach you how to deal with that as well. Okay then, now we can dive in and learn how to talk about your feelings and your need for a deeper emotional connection with him, without shutting him down, coming across as needy, whiny, or too demanding, okay? Using this proven step-by-step formula that works. Are you ready? Great. Then let's dive into the four specific steps. And by the way, these are written down in a separate ebook I wrote for you in case you want to take notes right alongside this video. These are the same tips that have already helped countless women in the past learn how to get him to listen to you and validate you. Step one. You got to get his attention by pulling way back. Yes, you've done some version of this before, but this time we're adding an important step. As you take space from him, you're going to do one of two things. Pull back quietly, saying nothing for at least 24 hours, but up to 48 hours and longer if necessary. And you're going to get his attention by saying from your heart, "Hey, the way I'm doing a relationship with you isn't working for me, and I need to take some space to get clear on a few things. I'll be back in a day or two to talk." Okay, notice what I'm doing there. Just giving him a heads up that I'm taking space. One is I'm quietly taking space. Two is I'm giving him a heads up that I'm taking space and something's not working for me. I'll be back. Okay, that alerts him to, uh-oh, something's going on with her, and you go take space. Either way, you're going to take some crystal clear space from him. By the way, this should be used on a regular basis. Space is very helpful in a relationship. So this does two things. Okay? A, he gets space from the constant tracking and attention on him, which feels nice. He also notices you if you do this part well. And B, you get space to get clear on some stuff you will soon be sharing with him. All right, so now while you have some space, you're going to have some homework here. Your assignment is to get honest and vulnerable. Stay with me here. Remember, most people get that if you want your partner to be vulnerable, you need to be vulnerable first. You make the first move, right? More on that in a sec. So here's your journal exercise. Take responsibility for all the ways your relationship isn't working right now without blaming him for any of it. You both have a part, of course, but what is your part? Here's an easy way to start this exercise. Talk only about your feelings and experience when it comes to his behaviors. Here's the format. When he blank, it triggers blank in me. Or when he blank, I feel or experience blank. Next, make a list of the ways you have not totally stepped up, walked on eggshells, or given up on approaching him because you're afraid to drive him further away. Okay, you're going to own that. Here's some examples. I have had unrealistic expectations of him, and this leads to fights and me chasing him down for connection. Okay, notice how I'm taking responsibility there. When he shuts down for days, I tiptoe and try to help him rather than feel my feelings. When he pulls away, I feel abandoned and alone, and I go eat sugar, or I go exercise, or I go sleep, right? When he's on his computer more than with me, I feel unloved, and then I do X, Y, and Z. I keep hoping it will be better because I'm scared it won't. Deep down, I really feel hopeless. I have been speaking up for what I want only when I'm emotional. Right? When I'm calm and collected and things are going well, I don't speak up for what I want. I wait until things are challenging. I've withheld my love for the past X amount of months, weeks, days, whatever. I've been tiptoeing and not telling him how much I really feel because I'm scared. Right? I'm scared to upset him. I'm scared to rock the boat. I'm scared he's going to shut down even more. Okay, that's you taking responsibility. I'm scared. I've been tiptoeing. Okay, another one. I'm scared that if I speak up, it will only push him further away. I've been giving him sex just to get connection when I don't really want to have sex, and it's not the kind of heart-connected sex that I really want. Right? A lot of men will do that, right? They want sex with you, and you want connection, so you know you can get his heart after sex, so you will give it up to get his heart. But if you're honest, that doesn't feel great. That's not the kind of foreplay and heart connection that warms you up to him. I've been tracking him constantly. I've been trying to change him by suggesting everything, books, therapy, classes, etc., hoping, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. I've been super emotional and have felt desperate and alone, and therefore I behave like X, Y, and Z. I feel hurt that my needs are not getting met. And when I feel hurt that my needs are not getting met, I call girlfriends and judge you. I blame him. I go to drugs or alcohol. I incessantly work. I'm on Facebook all the time. You know, whatever your quote-unquote addictions are, you know, we go to those when we're upset and emotional, right, sometimes? Okay, so you see what we're doing here. Getting you to go inside and find out what's going on your side of the street. You've been so focused on him, it's important to educate yourself on your own feelings and experience. Therefore, you can talk intelligently to him about it without putting him on the defensive. Okay, we're also helping model the way for him to open up. That's right. So you owning your stuff and how you've been playing it will be key when you return to him and talk to him. Because rather than have the finger pointed at him, it will be pointed at you, not in blame, not in self-blame, but in personal responsibility, which is a key to successful relationships, right? We must take responsibility for our stuff and the ways in which we get upset. This technique will disarm him immediately. But don't share any of this yet with him until you've really gotten clear on what you take responsibility for. So go back to my examples as a reference point, and those are in the document, in the ebook. So let's review this vulnerability stuff before we carry on, as I mentioned earlier. So repeat, if you want him to open up and be vulnerable, you got to lead by being vulnerable yourself. If I want my wife to be vulnerable and open to me, I don't lead with criticism. I lead with my own fears, insecurities, or heart. Okay, that's step one. Pull back, go do the journal exercise. Step two, tell him what you just learned. Now that you are more clear on what you've been feeling, doing, or not doing, ask if you can talk and tell him you have something to share and see if he's willing to listen. Share the essence of what you can own from step one. Don't say, "I want to have a talk," or "Can we talk?" That will trigger his defenses. That is a red flag for most guys. When a woman wants to, quote, talk about it, he immediately gets defensive. do try this instead, which is going to help him open up. Here's the example. Honey, I need to call myself out on something I've not been saying. When is a good time to share that? Or you want to disarm him, so you must say it like you want to share something about yourself that you've been avoiding, right? This way your vulnerability will keep his defenses down, and it invites him to be vulnerable too. Notice how there's no pressure, prying, or nagging here. There's also no neediness or whininess. Instead, you can say, honey, I've been thinking about what a pain in the butt I've been, and I want to share where I've been hiding out a little in our relationship. Are you up for listening to that? I'm just trying to call myself out, honey. You know, that kind of thing. Not in a self-blaming way, not in a poor me way, in a empowered, like standing up tall, saying, hey, I've kind of been slacking over here. I've been so focused on you, I've forgotten about me. Notice how I said nothing about him. Sweetie, I've been hard to be around as of late, and I want to own up for a few things that I've been doing that probably hurt your feelings or made you not want to be around me. Okay, I'm taking responsibility there. If you do say something about him, make it about him going away because of you. Example, I can really appreciate how you've been distant since I've been acting this way. And describe your behavior. What does this way mean? I've been clingy, I've been needy, I've been demanding, I've been constantly checking in with him, I've been wanting to talk all the time, I've been shut down myself, whatever your behavior is, right? You're calling yourself on that and saying, gosh, I could see how that would shut you down or have you pull away from me. Okay, now that you got his attention, you're ready for the next step. Begin to transition into the next step with this statement. Now that I went and looked at where I have fallen short in our relationship and why I might be driving you away, I'm now clear that I want to show up differently in our relationship. Okay, notice how responsible my language is there. Then I add, I got clear on some needs I have not been honoring here, and I'm going to share about that now. Notice how I'm not asking permission here, I'm telling him. Okay, at first I was asking permission. Hey, is that okay if I check in with you about this? I got something I want to, you know, own up to here. As I transition, I start telling him how I'm going to show up, not asking. I don't need his permission. I'm going to tell him. Believe it or not, I've been minimizing my needs and desires, and I have been too scared to really step into them with you. But here goes. Okay, that's my lead-in statement. You want to say something like that. Step three, tell him exactly what you need. Then tell him you'll be training him if he's not sure what you mean. But Jason, isn't this me trying to help him? Yes, but this approach is a way more effective way of helping him and then one that will tease out if he can be helped or not. You want to know that. So here's the example. Honey, here's what I need moving forward in our relationship. You're a guy and you didn't learn this stuff as a boy. Seems like no men did, so you're not alone. And I need you to learn this for me. I need you to listen to me like my girlfriends do. They know how to listen to me really well. And I'm going to teach you how I want to be heard. Are you up for that? If he pushes back and gives you reasons why he can't, remind him that you totally dropped the ball and didn't ask for this from the beginning. Get that it must be tough for him to learn this now at this stage, but that you're finally standing up for yourself and you're not going to like drop the ball anymore on yourself. But you must follow through if you're going to talk about it. Don't take a verbal stand, then not follow through. That makes it worse, and he's going to lose trust for you and not take you seriously over time. And by the way, when you finally own what you've not been doing and make a commitment to changing it, it's attractive. Even though some part of him might hesitate or balk, there's another part of him attracted to you finally taking a small stand for what you want. It's attractive even though he might react. So when you get the green light, you now move into teaching him. So honey, when I say I'm feeling sad and frustrated about work, I don't want you to problem solve like, just tell your boss to take a hike, or have you tried X, Y, and Z? I love that part of you, honey. And before you help me solve the problem, I need to be understood. So here's how you do it. Oh, you feel sad and frustrated about work? That sucks. I know how that can feel. It makes sense you're feeling that way because you're so awesome and your boss isn't really seeing your greatness. Okay, that's the kind of thing you want to say, right? I've even included a simple cheat sheet on how to validate a woman's feelings. I'd recommend typing up your own in your words and ask him this: honey, because I want you to get this, I'm wondering if you want me to type something up to help you. No worries if not, I just want you to get this one. Don't give him my cheat sheet yet unless you sense that he's game, because that also can trigger his defenses, some other guy coming in to tell him how to do it, right? If he's really insecure, he's going to get defensive on that one. If he's secure, he'll say, yeah, I need all the help I can get. Like, okay, fine. You know? So you get the point? You need to train your man step by step about what exactly you need and stop pretending like you don't need it. Let me underline that. Stop pretending you don't need this when you do. We all do. It's called being understood, seen, and known in your feelings and experience. It's life-giving, and it feels amazing, right? And if you don't do this, you're back in your EHH cycle and end up alone and frustrated in your relationship. And he gets away with not reaching his potential in relationship. That sucks for both of you. So you got to stand up for yourself here. So give yourself permission to make this a core need of yours. It's okay. It really is. I need this too. If my wife couldn't do it, I wouldn't be with her. And I call this a non-negotiable need, and I cover it extensively in the next course I teach. So if you fail to advocate for yourself here, no problem. Just take my next course where I teach you how to value yourself in a big way and get community support doing so. All right, let's look at the final step. Is it communication? Not exactly. Most people think that is the key to a healthy relationship, although we covered that in the first class. So not so fast there. It's step four, and that's to receive his effort, then acknowledge him for any effort, even 5%. This is big. Put a hand on his leg, touch his shoulder, let him know you see him trying and that it feels good. In fact, not doing this is the next largest mistake you're going to make. Let me quickly tell you where most women blow it here. Listen carefully. When he does something small and tries, and it works, because most women want it all, they get frustrated with him because it's not 100%, and then they react. And then now you're in a fight. He's shut down more, you're shut down and freaked out, you know, you're emotional, it's not good. So if you do this big mistake, he's going to shut down again, almost guaranteed, and it gets harder and harder for him to take a risk again. So like a small child learning how to write their name, acknowledge his effort rather than the finished product. It ain't going to be perfect at first, but he slowly is going to learn if you use positive reinforcement. For example, when kids get encouraged, instead of feeling judgment from the parent, they finally open up. They try harder. They naturally want to improve. You ever notice that? If you work with kids, if you have kids, this is how we human beings are. We need positive reinforcement. We need, even if we make a little teeny move, we need a, hey, wow, you did it, right? I see your effort over there. So let him know. Okay, so by now, your man should be feeling softer and more available, if you've done this well. So what if he stays on lockdown, though, and won't budge on any of this? Well, if he only hardens, that's good information, and you want to pay attention to exactly where he shut down or got upset. For some men, it will be when you ask him to validate your feelings. Do not get discouraged. Stick with what you need and slowly ask him if he's willing to do that for you, since he may not want to do this for himself. Like, honey, will you do this for me? I hear you that you don't like it, you don't care, you don't need it in your own life, but will you please do this for me? Because you say you care about me, right? I need this. Will you do this for me? Share something like this from your heart, not from fear. I have learned how to speak up, or excuse me. Share something like this from your heart, not from fear. I have not learned how to speak up for my needs in our relationship, but I'm going to now. Will you learn along with me by learning how to listen to me? I'm not sure I can be in a relationship where my best friend in the whole world won't learn to listen to me in a way that works for me. I'd like to know where you stand with this. Will you do this? If not for yourself, will you learn for me to make me happy? Will you do that for me? Okay, you're asking him from your heart. So you're asking him to do it for you. Okay, and if you have kids, bring them into it. Will you do it for our kids? Will you show our children how to listen well? Because I think that's a life skill they need. Will you learn how to listen and then show them how to do it? And that's going to have us all feeling excellent and great together. Now, at this point, your man will be feeling something important. He will be both scared and attracted to you at the same time. And I guarantee you, even if he's shut down and defensive, he's going to be attracted to you because all of a sudden you're taking a stand for yourself, not in a threatening, mean-spirited, abusive, aggressive way, in a heart-centered way, you're standing tall for yourself. Okay, he's attracted to you. Why? Because this small act of empowerment on your part and empowering people who are not collapsing or freaking out are simply attractive, right? You've noticed this if you look around in your life. Now, I have one final bonus secret that speaks to this whole empowerment stuff, which is step five. Okay, I call this the four steps, but I'm throwing this one in here. Focusing on your empowerment is the magic pathway for him to step into his. Read that again. Focusing on your empowerment is the magic pathway for him to step into his. That's just true in life. Be the change, right? So in other words, you speaking up for yourself and going after what you want in a non-threatening way like this is a step toward greater sovereignty and empowerment in your life, which is attracted to him and, frankly, other people in your life, coworkers, family members, friends. Getting empowered involves two things. Number one, do the four steps. This is empowering as hell, specifically training him and standing up for what you need. Very, very empowering. And number two, doing what my wife did with me. More on that in a second. And empowerment isn't what you think, okay? Empowerment isn't threatening him, venting to your therapist or girlfriends about how stuck he is and then getting validated. Some women confuse threatening him with empowerment. That's when you're coming from fear versus love. And the fear approach or the gossip approach just shuts him down, drives him further away, and it can go against everything you so desperately want. So do not do that kind of thing. Stay in your heart as much as you can. I know that's hard if he's really shut down and pulling away from you. But you can do it, all right? Now that the door has been cracked open, slightly or a lot, he's more available to you. But here's one final caution. Don't expect him to process the relationship now just because you had a small win. He still may not be into talking about his feelings, especially about the relationship. Remember from our last class, he's going to open up to you when he talks about what's most inspiring and important to him, which often isn't the relationship after the honeymoon phase. It's other stuff. It's his career, it's his work, it's sports, it's whatever the things he cares most about. And it may not be you yet. But fear not, he will, right, make you a priority, especially if you do exactly what I'm asking you to do. And the cost of not getting this one, of course, is the vicious cycle of EHH, as we've talked about. It leads to him pulling away further, you getting more frustrated and enraged, you getting your hopes up once again, only to have them squashed. You go from hopeful to hopeless. And you continue to feel unloved and powerless. And if you have a son or daughter, you're modeling all of this relationship stuff to them. It's painful. So after you do these four steps, I've got the next step that has to do with the fifth, all right, which is the empowerment step, that will finally give you the answer as to why you've attracted an unavailable man into your life in the first place. So after you do these four steps, I've got a next step that has to do with that fifth empowerment step we just talked about that will finally give you the answer as to why you've attracted an unavailable man into your life in the first place, which we haven't even talked about. And much more on the psychology of men and why we are the way we are. We can be a frustrating lot. And exactly how to end this struggle with him for good. Getting this will give you restful sleep, peace of mind, save you money and time, and ultimately give you the type of connection you long for. But you've got to be willing to go for it, okay? There's a specific way you need to get empowered relationally. And look, I get that you may be very empowered elsewhere in your life, such as your career, as a mother, as a friend, as a spiritual woman, etc. But you're not as empowered as you could be in relationship to your man, right? There's a specific way that I'm going to walk some of you through, and it's subtle and has nuances to it, and has everything to do with valuing yourself like a champ. Because why would you ask him to value you if you don't value you? And I'm pretty sure you want to crack this code once and for all, yeah? So let me share what prevents you and most women from improving your relationship and going in circles with him. And no, it's not because he's a guy. That's an excuse many people like to use. Blame us men because we can't, quote, do relationship, right? Look at me. I'm a living example of someone who figured it out. And I see a lot of guys do this. They can figure it out. So there's a reason he's shut down or emotionally unavailable to you. And by now, you've tried a lot of different tactics to get your emotional connection needs met, right? But what if I told you you had a blind spot here and that I've tried to show you in the simplest way possible to get him to open up, pay more attention to you, and help him get you, understand you, and want you? And yet, let's say there's still something missing, something off. And that thing that is, quote, missing is right under your nose, and it has to do with why you've attracted this unavailable guy into your life. And for some of you, this isn't the first guy that's been unavailable. Let me give you a hint. And it has to do with me and my wife during our second breakup. Remember, I was just like your guy, not just once, but for many years. Then, even after I met my wife, I still had a pattern of shutting down, disappearing, and avoiding connection. So yeah, we had two very hurtful breakups. In fact, we almost didn't make it. If she didn't do this one thing that has to do with her empowerment, she would have lost me. And if I didn't do this one major thing, which has to do with my empowerment, then she would have left me. I'm certain of that because we've talked about this many times before. Our story is so vital to your situation because I was the unafraid, emotionally unavailable man like your guy, and she was the struggling woman who kept hanging in there with me even though I had one foot in and one foot out and wasn't honoring her. I hurt her over and over, not because I was mean-spirited or abusive, but just because I was clueless about relationship and how to treat a woman. She was devastated and beyond upset after the second breakup. And then, pow, she did something incredible, and something magical happened between us. And 30 days later, I asked her to marry me, and we've never looked back since. I finally landed with 2 feet in. And she finally got what she wanted, a committed, emotionally available man. My wife and I recently told this story openly in front of about 100 women in my private community. And here's what a few of these women said after we told our story openly to them. Here's what Kelly said. The call was very affirming of what I know to be true, that this is all about finding your truth and being willing to live it, rather than living for someone else's world. It's so obvious to me from doing this work and strengthening my spiritual beliefs that I put myself with a certain type of person and then stay for very real and specific reason to avoid living what I know to be my own truth. I'm still working on trying to figure out why living my own truth frightens me so badly, but I do see the light, finally. Thank you both for shining yours on the path for those of us who are still stumbling a little in the dark. It's amazing how good I am at avoiding pain. Okay, how about Megan? After the call with my wife, she said, I'm so inspired and grateful for the call with Ellen. That's my wife's name this morning. Thank you both for putting this together. My biggest take home from it at this point is that, whew, I'm not alone. I so resonate with so much of what Ellen said in her breakup of not wanting to have her heartbreak again, the deep longing for true intimacy and the partnering with commitment, the fear of, oh crap, there may not be anyone else to do this with me. At age 41, childless, single, having tried unsuccessfully at this and doing my very best in my 30s, I was considering that maybe I need to accept I'm not good enough at this stuff to merit not being a spinster. I saw that for myself, functional, happy, single heart is better than a miserable, coupled one. That's when I committed to your course. As a result of the ASH course, I'm starting to see where my inner homework is, but I'm also starting to hear a tiny voice inside saying, oh, maybe there is hope. And after hearing Ellen's this morning, I recognize I'm on a path that has been trod with other sensitive, feeling, and capable giving women who have courage, but just not the way yet to put it into action that feels congruent. Thank you both. Please do it again. Whew. And then Anna. Such an insightful call today. Thank you again, Ellen and Jason. One of the biggest takeaways for me is the idea of putting the relationship first instead of putting myself first and then the relationship. I do that often, thinking that that's the way to demonstrate love to my partner and care for our relationship, and then I end up feeling depleted and resentful after a few months. I can see now how important it is that I stay true to myself and my needs first. Okay, you're getting the idea here, right? So if you're interested in listening in, I'd love to share that with you, mostly because I know it will help you. But this call is exceptionally valuable, well over $100. I mean, pretty priceless in my opinion. And yet, I'm still going to give it to you. As a thank you bonus, when you invest in my final class, end your struggle with him in 30 days, but only for a limited time. Okay. So if you want to hear the call where we share for the first time ever the nitty-gritty details of exactly what she did to get me completely on board and heart invested in her, and if you want to join a private community where women like you are connecting right now, challenging and supporting each other after calls like this, just go to this page where I'm offering you a special deal just for a couple days, where you get $100 off my course called End Your Struggle With Him in 30 Days. jasongaddis.com/ESH30. Because that's what my wife did. Within 30 days, she ended the struggle with me, and it helped catapult me into a whole new connection commitment with her in our relationship. So keep listening as I share what this 30-day course is all about and what you're going to get out of it. The ESH 30-day course is your final stop in our series, because in 30 days from today, you will know without a shadow of a doubt if you are staying and rocking it together or cutting your losses and moving on to a man more deserving of your greatness. This powerful final course has had over 200 women of all ages either getting what they want or getting closer to what they want, and certainly getting way more empowered with or without their man. And a core group in our community are developing friendships and learning new awesome relationship tools every day. Some of these women have gotten divorced. Some are deepening with their man. Others have already met a new, more solid man or getting what they want. So there's all kinds of results women have gotten from this course. This course is sure to help you get yourself back at last without more suffering, without more drama, without costing you thousands of dollars or more sleepless nights. Check out what Melanie said. Jason's course was transformational. In years of radical personal growth, I haven't found anything that comes even close to his material in terms of practicality, mindset, clear usable examples, hands-on coaching, and real-life daily application. He will firmly help you identify what you're wanting, help you get clear on it, and move toward it. Be ready and willing to buckle yourself in for this ride. You are worth it. If you don't believe that, you really need what he has to offer. Be prepared to be met and seen in a loving way you have never experienced before. He gets you. Thank you again. I'm so grateful for you and for the Facebook friendship. Wow, it's a good one from Melanie. So End Your Struggle With Him in 30 Days is the first self-honoring relationship approach ever created that allows you to be true to your authentic needs and still get the connection you want with him all within a month. This radically simple relationship coach will work for you even if you have tried class 1 and 2 and he's still not budging, but you want to give it one more shot. You've got a boyfriend that refuses to do the work, are with a man who is on board but depressed, are married to the man who after a decade or two you feel no interest in, are on the brink of divorce or separation, are with an abusive, emotionally or otherwise, man, are with a guy who's a little or a lot shut down, have tried counseling with little results, have a super busy schedule, because this is lifestyle friendly, right? It's a do-it-yourself at your own pace course, although 30 days is what I'm recommending. Okay, or if you think you've tried everything, some women think they've tried everything. You haven't tried this course, trust me. So now let me quickly tell you what this course is not, just so you know exactly what you're about to experience. It's not therapy. That could take well over a year to get what I'm going to get to in 30 days. No exaggerating there. I get told that all the time. It's not more venting. We're not going to process your complaints of your man. We're not agreeing with the victim part of you that blames and feels like a victim. And it's not a magic bullet to solve all your relationship problems. Rather, this course is the result of over 20 years working with boys and men, 12 years working with individuals and couples from all walks of life, thousands of hours with clients in the trenches, 3 years on a psychiatric crisis team, dozens upon dozens of advanced trainings, psychological study, while analyzing myself up and down, and my own long-term successful partnership of 12 years. As well as studying intently the real reasons behind why very few marriages succeed over the long haul. Check out where Roberta says, we're staying together and I'm looking forward to the future. It's been an incredible journey and I'm feeling so empowered and good in comparison to when we started. Thank you for everything. I'm continuing in my relationship and looking forward to what the future will bring us. Or Justine in the Facebook group says, so I have to say a massive big thank you to Jason and all you wonderful ladies out there. After my last post, when I stated that I was going to accept it and it was all over and move on. And me spending a day and a half doing that quite successfully, I was inundated with messages from my man. Long story short, we're back together and he is doing everything that is outlined in the reasons to stay. I'm ecstatic. So glad I'm doing this course and so not giving up. I've learned so many good strategies and going to learn more, I'm sure. Again, an enormous thank you to all of you. Here's Alex. I got a 2 feet in signal. He said, I'll do whatever it takes, as if he had read my notes from that part of the course. So now I'm resisting the effort to bombard him with options, just a few a time as I feel requests for help coming in. Nice. And now starting today, their success can be yours also. The success patterns I studied and successfully duplicated give you the freedom to easily create your dream relationship that works, functions well, with mutual respect and honoring. All while your energy comes back, your stress goes down, your kids chill out if you got them, and you finally get your relational needs met. Because the ESH course and the techniques employed have literally saved countless relationships like yours. And this 30-day course has also given many women the clarity and courage to move on and go after a man who can and will meet them. But before we go any further, I want to be upfront with you. Women that succeed in this program do so because they are sick and tired of what they've been doing, and they're willing to put in some work for what they want. These women also took classes 1 and 2 seriously and gave it their all. They saw some improvements and even had some big breakthroughs, yet they wanted more and they wanted to keep going. In other words, if you want someone to wave a wand for you and make your pain go away, I can't do that. Nor would I want to. Remember, pain is what had me motivated enough to seek out the very best solutions to help me. And if you want to keep running your story and stay stuck in why your man is so blank, I really can't help you. Remember, he is an amazing human being, and so are you. So please leave this class now if you're not ready to take full responsibility for your situation and make a drastic change and do something awesome, something you've never tried in the next month. Because everyone knows that in order for a relationship to survive, ongoing work is required. This 30-day course is for women who are ready to go for it because somewhere inside you know you can have a better relationship. You know this, right? As you know, there's no easy answers, yet I've made this relationship course as easy as it can get. So if you're wanting the real deal answer to help you get what you want in your relationship, then here's what you can expect. If you want to get him to turn toward you, like Brenda saying, thank you for the 30-day ESH course. It's been a tremendous help in bringing eye-opening clarity to my relationship with myself and my husband. I've been humbled and invigorated, to say the least. My man and I have decided to move forward together and are planning to reunite by the end of the month to fully work on a relationship anew. So that's one example. Or set yourself free. Check out what Amanda says. It's only this weekend that I have had total clarity that I'm out. This is the clarity I've been seeking after 2 years of various interventions. Your straight-talking experience, the calls and exercises have enabled me to get here. Thank you, Jason. This is a huge relief for me. Okay, she got clarity that she's out. Why sit in that for years on end? That's right. End the drama and the struggle within a month time frame. Seriously, end the struggle. You stay and deepen, feel understood and loved, or closer and closer to what you want with a fresh new outlook, or you get clear and move on, making room for a man who actually wants to be with you and demonstrates it by his actions. It makes no sense to keep doing what you've been doing, and this process will help you get clear. Put an end to chronic worry, stress, and angst about your relationship, and get the exact relationship you desire without sacrificing your integrity. Then the ESH course isn't just a system for you, it's the only system for you. Okay, no other system is going to give you this clarity in this amount of time. And remember, you can have exactly what you want relationally without sacrificing your integrity. It's worth repeating. I could say that 100 times. Okay, how about Melina? That was a wonderful first class. This is just after the first class. It got me thinking a lot and back to a mind frame of empowerment rather than victim. Thank you, Jason, and the women of this circle. I'm really honored to journey here with you all and be with an empowered man. It gives me a standard, too, of the mind frame of people, the men, women, and people I want in my life, and how it really does start with me. And get this, your integrity and self-connection to your heart is the oxygen of your relationship. If you're betraying yourself all the time, that's deadening. It's supposed to be. And without your connection to your own integrity and relaxed heart, your relationship is starved of oxygen it requires to survive. Okay, deadening. So here's a more detailed look at exactly what you'll receive when you jump in with us. Amazing content and practical tools that work efficiently and effectively, of course. Like the 180 Clarity to Freedom process. This is the exact formula I personally use to clear issues in my own life. Okay, very powerful. Group coaching audios. There's about 10 hours of Q&A sessions where I coach women like you on their real deal situation. Kimberly, check her out what she says. I just truly wanted to thank you, Jason, for being my life raft. The support from you and the amazing women in this group is priceless. You continue to guide me as I discover who I am and learn what I want and do not want in relationships as I move forward. I truly believe that I could never have gotten this place without you. Okay, you get homework, exercises, and worksheets that work, PDFs, documents, partner exercises, all designed to help you get the most out of the course. You also get to learn signs that you're not ready to make a decision or signs it's time to start leaving. You'll learn three types of relationships and which one fails and which one prevails. What empowerment really means and looks like from one normal but empowered woman. Okay, I've got a great quote in the course from this woman. The key question to ask your man to know if he will stay or leave. And you don't want to do that until week 4 or 5 of the course. Easeful and connected communication with him. We go more into the personal operating system, which you did from class 1. Very, very powerful tool. A deep dive into male psychology. We spend a whole class on this, why men are the way they are, why your man won't seek help, the three behaviors that indicate he will never change, his fears, and much, much more. Okay, more on my own story. 7 statements that he makes that tell you he'll never work on it, and 3 sentences he'll say that give you total confidence that he is going to work on it, and he's in it with you. We're also going to look at this from a different angle. Okay, you're missing something very valuable that could set you free. And it comes down to this question: why are you choosing to be with a resistant or unwilling or ambivalent person in the first place? What does that say about you? We're going to dig into that because that's where the gold is. And a lot of women have massive ahas and breakthroughs on this one alone. And that's in week 1. Women who are most vulnerable to attracting this type of person into your life are women who grew up with one or more parents who were unavailable. You grew up with or a parent or sibling that you had to help. You got love through helping and fixing. You're a helper type. You're typically empathetic and you're more tuned into others than yourself. People who need to recreate this aspect of their childhood in their adult life. Okay, you're vulnerable to bringing in an unavailable guy. And we focus on this so you can change it. So you want to get this done? Now the results come in fast too, okay? Here's what Heidi Joe says. Eureka, it's me. I've been shut down. I've been hiding. I buried my authentic self. Had an epiphany at 5 a.m. while completing week 4 homework. The visual looks like a locomotive dead on the tracks and the cars juxtaposed behind it. It's my way of seeing me walking away from a trainload of self-imposed negativity. I'm skipping down the tracks, away from the wreckage, holding hands with joy. Looks like sunshine with legs and freedom in a purple satin suit. This woman was really funny. When my husband's alarm went off. I thanked him for telling me to relax last night and said I've been bitchy because he and our daughter roll their eyes at my woo-woo ways. I flat out asked him which he'd prefer. The queen of possibility is in the house. I can't remember the last time I breathed so deeply. Thanks for being on this remarkable journey with me. So grateful Jason's work crossed my path. Okay. Age 49. Lives in Michigan. Okay, how about Rebecca? I took your course, and I had to take time off work to do it, and I took your advice to take my hands off the steering wheel, so to speak. I did that in addition to expressing my appreciation for the things that he does right, and just those two things alone have made our household a bright, pleasant place to be and stopped our fighting and alleviated our tension. Amazing. Of course, I want to continue learning from you. I'm 100% sold. Jennifer says, what I like about Jason's approach is that alongside the theory ideas, he offers some genuine tools to move us forward to take the steps, practical and functional, while getting to the core. So, and today's the day you can break free from the pain and exhaustion, from stuckness, from all the confusion about what to say, from disconnection and fighting, from his defensiveness and other behaviors that drive you mad, from feeling unmet. Okay, this all changes today. The moment you decide to enroll in this course is the moment he shifts again. The moment you decide to get empowered is the moment he naturally, without a word from you, starts to get empowered. The moment you decide to respect yourself is the moment he decides to respect you too. You choose to take this course today, he changes within hours. The more you invest in yourself here, he goes one of two ways. He goes into empowerment or he collapses. But what we want here is you getting yourself back. Okay, and he's either going to come along or he's not. And don't you want that clarity in 30 days? So let's talk about what this course costs. But let's look first at the cost of inaction. Okay? Of course, you get more of the same, more pain, divorce without clarity, attorney fees, shrapnel on the kids, time and energy, etc. Ugh. What about the financial cost? Well, 1 month of traditional counseling or therapy at $150 an hour on average, $600, right? A month. That's $600. But most folks are in therapy for years. And let's say you found a master. It would still take you at least 6 months to a year to get what I'm going to take you in 30 days. At $150 an hour, that would cost about $3,600 or way more. And realistically, it's more like $5,000, okay, over time. That's just for you. What about the cost of dragging him there? I've worked with those clients. It not only takes longer, it's harder. It's like dragging a dead body up a steep mountain. So it would cost you much more financially, physically, emotionally, etc. And many of you have already tried that and been there. You're spent, right? So what if you decided to take a formal education route and study psychology and human behavior like I did? My graduate degree cost me about $50,000. And I've spent well over $100,000 on personal development at this point. And that takes many, many years. Okay, let's not even talk about the years off your life that'll eventually happen if you keep doing what you're doing. So let's start with the $7,500 investment I'm taking out of my pocket and putting into your future success. That's the amount of time. It's actually a lot more than this, but it ballparks into a short amount here of my time to create all of this material and the years my wife and I put into this. It's well, well beyond $7,500, but I just threw that number out because it's, you know, I didn't want to make you roll your eyes too hard if it was like $25,000 or $100,000 or something. Okay, and that's all, if that's just all I offered to you and worked with you privately, it would still be a bargain at that price. And if this is all that I offered to you and worked with you privately, it would still be a bargain. If you had to pay $7,500 to completely change your situation, have your guy totally on board, you would probably do it. However, because you've taken time out of your crazy schedule to sit and listen to this class, and since you care this much about learning another way, a deal is coming your way. Combined together, your ESH in 30 days is a line item value of well over $7,500, as we discussed. And that's before the bonuses you're about to have handed to you as well. So your 30-day breakthrough experience isn't going to cost you $7,500 or even $5,000, not even $597. Instead, if you open a new browser right now and go to this hidden page, as we mentioned earlier, jasongaddis.com/ESH30. And it's all yours for just $347. Okay, or you can use our installment plan to do 4 easy payments over 4 months for $97. $100 a month. Less than therapy. Way less than counseling. Now let's talk about me over-delivering right out of the gate here and offering you 2 big bonuses, okay, if you sign up right now. And within days from now, you'll be all well on your way to ending the struggle with him and getting back into the driver's seat of your big heart and beautiful integrity. Then I'm going to cover my ironclad guarantee. But let's hit these 2 bonuses first. Okay, bonus 1, the private members community with women like you. Check out what Debbie said. The women I have connected with are wonderful. We have so much in common and support each other with such love. Thank you for showing up and being there to assist. This community is solid. The shares in there sometimes are tear-jerking, inspiring, super vulnerable, intense, like you name it. They're in there. Within 12 hours after you purchase the course, you'll be added to the private Facebook group where other women will be connecting, supporting, and even challenging each other to stay true to themselves and what they want and honor their needs. The other big bonus, the amazing 90-minute call with my wife, along with incredible questions where she tells how she got empowered, which had me jump in with 2 solid feet after years of flailing around with her. Wowzer. Priceless value here. I can't even put a price on that because her and I worked so hard to get this one. But I think women sign up for the course just to hear this call and rave about it afterward. Okay, here's what Rachel said. What a fantastic call. Feeling deeply appreciative of Jason and Ellen together on this one. My biggest takeaway, staying with your longing. Even if you think you may never get what you long for, stick with it. Let go of judging yourself for wanting what you want. It's important to stay honest with yourself. That's where the clarity and boundaries are born. Boom. Okay, Jane, inspiring call, Jason and Ellen. The impact on me is that I feel more empowered and inspired to stay strong in having my own back, in knowing what I need and asking for what I want. In the questions section talk about the training and my willing husband, and he's very inspired to get this, to listen and really hear me in the way that I need to be heard is helpful. Sometimes I just want to say, fuck it, and quit. But I do have a willing partner, and I am owning that he is more committed than I am sometimes. So here goes. I'm owning what I want. I'm going to put my energy into getting that, which means that it will take time and energy to train my willing partner how to listen and hear me. And I own that sometimes this process tries my patience and I get frustrated. And this is an opportunity to heal something in me. Jane. Awesome. So these two free gifts are designed to accelerate your relationship success big time. Vanessa, your coaching helped me identify my deepest values so as to make decisions that were congruent with what I wanted most. You helped me identify and break some relating patterns that have impacted my entire life, some of which were previously unconscious. It felt so empowering to be able to change the relating patterns and end the struggles with deep clarity and confidence. You're the real deal. Thank you for serving me powerfully at this critical juncture in my life. Okay, Vanessa changed three significant relationships that were totally flailing and stuck. And this course in 30 days not only helped her with her guy, who she's still together with, but it ended another business partnership of hers, and it changed another relationship of hers. So super, super powerful. I stay in touch with her. Caroline, I felt trapped in an abusive relationship when I started working with Jason and was trying to help the guy. I even brought him to therapy a couple times, hoping he'd get on board. In a few months, I recovered my personal power and developed the communication skills I needed to safely leave the relationship. Looking back, I've come a really long way. All of my relationships with friends, family, and most importantly with myself have benefited from this work. Okay, check out the guarantee. If you fully commit to this course, do the work, exercises, homework, and attend the calls and participate with a big heart, 2 feet in, and after 30 days, you're not completely satisfied for whatever reason, you can have your money back, okay? Period. I'm removing the risk for you. Here's what to do now. To claim the amazing bonuses and join our empowering tribe of women like you, go to jasongaddis.com/ESH30. Immediately click the button at the top or bottom of the page, enter your credit card info, hit submit, and you're in. You're finally on your way to ending the struggle and joining a powerful community of women who's going to change this. I so appreciate and honor your willingness to learn a new way here. Deep bow to you. Click the link below and let's keep getting you what you want. jasongaddis.com/ESH30. See you in there.